AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The terror alert is not changing in Brussels. The AP's Frank Jordans reports it's still at the highest level because of fears what happened in Paris more than a week ago could happen in Brussels.
The authorities in Belgium feel that the threat is serious enough for them to keep the subway shut and to keep schools shut, which is, of course, going to affect a lot of people.
The prime minister says they fear an attack like in Paris with several individuals, perhaps in several places. In France, meantime, police issued a new appeal to identify the third attacker who was killed more than a week ago in the attacks at the National Stadium in Paris. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says there is no specific threat of a terrorist attack like the attacks in Paris in the United States.
We are, and we continue to be, and we have been concerned about copycat-like attacks.
Johnson was in New York, where police took part in a terrorism drill at a subway station. In Malaysia, President Obama said overreacting to the attacks in Paris would play into the hands of the attackers.
Our way of life is stronger. We have more to offer. We represent 99.9% of humanity, and that's why we should be confident that we'll win.
The president says the most powerful tool Americans have over the Islamic State group is to say we're not afraid. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is not backing off on his call for a database for all refugees coming from Syria.
When the Syrian refugees are going to start pouring into this country, we don't know if they're ISIS, we don't know if it's a Trojan horse, and I definitely want a database and other checks and balances.
Trump was on ABC's This Week. He also refused to rule out an independent bid for president next year. Federal officials say another group of Syrian refugees turned themselves into immigration authorities along the U.S.-Mexico border. The Department of Homeland Security confirms a family of three and two other men went to border agents in Laredo, Texas. This is AP Radio News. In the NFL, Tony Romo is back with the Dallas Cowboys.
As the game went on, I started to find that rhythm, and then we started moving the ball pretty well.
Romo came off a collarbone injury to throw for two scores, and the Cowboys won for the first time since Romo was hurt in Week 2, beating the Miami Dolphins 24-14. It was Brock Osweiler and not Peyton Manning starting today for the Denver Broncos. Denver beat the Chicago Bears 17-15. Bill O'Brien's Houston Texans beat the New York Jets today at home 24-17.
Let's protect the football and play. Okay, we'll play great defense. We're consistent in what we're doing there. And let's not hurt ourselves as a team. And I think that's what we ultimately did.
The Baltimore Ravens got a field goal as the clock ran out to beat the St. Louis Rams 16-13. But quarterback Joe Flacco is out for the season with an injury. Detroit Lions won two in a row. They beat Oakland. Tampa routed Philadelphia. Carolina easily beat Washington. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.